Almost every industry is being affected by the disease. Among those hardest hit are workers making their money on stage. Live entertainment normally generates around $2 billion in ticket revenue in Australia during a normal year. But as international visitor numbers shrink and venues here and afar close, the industry's future is uncertain. Rhett Burney reports.
Kim Perling is a world-renowned pianist. He's built much of his success performing on luxury cruise ships and in concert halls around the world. Now, with strict travel restrictions in place and many countries banning cruise ships from docking until at least the middle of the year, his work and his income have all but dried up.
For me and many of my friends that work on cruise ships, and I know hundreds, we've all lost our contracts. It's starting back in February, actually, and during March and going on April and May. And so we're all losing tens of thousands of dollars worth of work through this.
Kim Perling is now in self-isolation, having arrived in his native Adelaide earlier this week, just hours after mandatory quarantine measures were introduced.
My mum and dad are delivering me food. I had a friend deliver a keyboard to me today. They've all been leaving stuff outside the apartment door, so I'm well looked after.
But Kim Perling says he's one of the luckier ones. Many of his colleagues and fellow performers are running out of money.
They're all worried about their mortgages. Some of them have just bought homes, and a lot of us have depended on the cruise ship industry and the travel industry to is our bread and butter gig.
Melbourne-based singer and songwriter Michaela Berger also makes her living performing around the world. Her husband owns his own business, and the pair are worried about how they'll pay the rent.
Well, I've just had approximately or just over 12 grand worth of gigs cancelled. And so I don't actually know what's on the cards for me now.
It's a similar situation for performers across Australia and the globe. Venues are shutting up shop. Popular festivals are pulling the pin. Live music venues, once known as rowdy night spots, are now eerily quiet. The federal government has acknowledged the effect on the $112 billion industry. Like much of the tourism sector, performers like Kim Perling and Michaela Berger rely on seasonal work to get them through the year. Michaela Berger hasn't earned an income since December, so she's hoping the internet might provide some form of revenue.
Straight away I was like, okay, what do I have to do? How do I get through this? And trying to work out how to stream myself live from home and have some kind of donation system that people can watch from anywhere and donate if they feel like it. And, yeah, just trying to figure out how to get by.
That's Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Michaela Berger, ending that report by Rhett Burney.